Hello, and welcome to this edition of the Talking Data Podcast. I'm Ed Burns from Search Business Analytics, and I'm joined, as usual, by my partner, Jack Vaughn, who is speaking on behalf of Search SQL Server today. And so Jack has been spending some time on the Microsoft beat as of late, and there's some pretty interesting developments coming out of that beat. In particular, we have the Microsoft Ignite conference coming up next month, and I'm sure there's going to be a ton of news coming out of that. And so Jack is going to give us a bit of a preview of the show today. So Jack, can you give us an idea of some of the things that we should look for coming out of the Microsoft conference?
Well, I can try, Ed. Basically, we're in a situation where past is prologue, and we think that some of the things that we've been looking at will continue and flourish next month at the conference. And a big theme out of Microsoft, and not alone in this, is more frequent releases. So it's kind of like not like the old days where you might wait 2 years for the next release of SQL Server. On the other hand, there'll be a lot of smaller incremental changes with each release. SQL Server 2017, of course, the big thing about that is that it for the first time supports Linux. That you know, continues to be a headline. It's still something that shakes up people's sort of sense of the status quo, the idea that Microsoft is got SQL Server running on Linux. Obviously, it was something customers were interested in, and it's worth remarking that it's hard to say how long they were working on it, but they took some technology that the research group of Microsoft had put together, and that's called PAL, or Platform Abstraction Layer, and it was a way to support Linux without doing a complete rewrite of SQL Server. Naturally, though, it's not a one-for-one feature comparable to the long existing Windows database version. So, as of this summer, or last month, the unsupported features of that for the Linux version of SQL Server include several: the Stretch database, Polybase analysis services, and master data services. And without being claiming to be a seer of the future, we certainly would be looking for some of that to get knocked down with at the Ignite event upcoming. The other, besides Linux, there's some significant advances in availability lately with the server, and that speaks to the fact that high availability is becoming a bigger and bigger issue for SQL databases that once used to go offline once in a while for tuning, and it's the case now where they're just running all the time. Of course, something, Ed, that I think would interest you and your readers at Search Business Analytics is analytics, which increasingly over the years SQL Server has beefed up, and we'll be looking for more of that at the upcoming conference. And of course, the largest thing that's been happening this year is better support for Python. It was a couple of years ago, especially with the purchase of Revolution Analytics, that Microsoft made a big R play with the R language, and was a little slower on the Python side. Certainly, Microsoft moved to embrace Python support related to its Spark Analytics offering on the HD Insights platform, but Python has become more of a first-class citizen in the SQL Server world, and that will be an ongoing sort of development. The company Microsoft turned to Continuum Analytics and their Python distribution to get up to speed quickly in that realm, and we can expect more libraries to be supported, and probably more automation. case that R and that Python will exist together, as I think you've written in stories, and it seems, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, that the statistician type of folks have a bit of an affinity for the R language. The Python seems to be a little bit more general purpose and have a little more use among straight-ahead, more or less full-time programmers.
Mm-hmm. Right. That. Yeah. Absolutely right. I mean, R is primarily, I think, a tool for, like you said, statistics work, and you can do some pretty advanced analytics with it. But I think, yeah, like you said, Python is a little bit more general purpose, and you know, you can still do the advanced analytics and machine learning stuff with it, but then you can also get into you know, much more general purpose stuff. You know, it can be pretty good for developing apps, as I believe. So, but still, certainly strong use cases for combining the two. So I'm sure that a lot of data scientists and related workers will be excited to see that coming to SQL Server. So moving on, do you expect Microsoft to be doing anything around Azure and data warehousing?
Well, you know, the company at a channel partner event discussed better scaling thresholds for the Azure SQL data warehouse. Again, we'd be looking for more on that vein of automation and elastic computing with the type that we associate with the cloud. And again, that's the company, Microsoft, and with its data warehouse, adjusting to the kind of changing climate where people don't necessarily want to build a data warehouse, make it perfect, and have it hanging around all the time just for that one day in the month when they really need it. Again, seems to be something that people are looking to ramp up as needed on the and often on the Azure cloud.
Mm-hmm. And that's certainly a trend that we're seeing from a lot of vendors these days. Nobody wants to be paying for servers to just sit around all day doing nothing. I know that you're also following some developments around Azure Cosmos DB, and this seems like kind of a new thing that that Microsoft is doing. It's certainly not something that I know a whole lot about. So what are you looking at around Cosmos DB?
Yeah, well, the Azure Cosmos DB is something new, and it's something old in the sense that the company had Document DB, which was a document-oriented database. And what they did with the announcement of earlier this year was to redo Document DB as a broader multi-model database, which would include key-value store, graph database, the graph database supporting open source, by the way, the open source Apache Tinkerpop data framework and the Gremlin graph traversal language. So it's sort of like a Swiss Army knife. In other words, it's going to be several types of NoSQL databases in one. And this type of database, it kind of grew up separately from the SQL Server type of database. It has a lot to do with web and cloud applications. It, you know, again, as we say, it is early, so we would be expecting, while it was announced at the Build 2017, the developer conference for Microsoft, that there is several sessions for newbies and advanced people at the Ignite conference, and again, we'd be looking for perhaps other models, other data models to be covered, or certainly the ones that I just enumerated will be fleshed out in more detail.
Well, great. Sounds like there's a lot going on at the conference, a lot of news to track, and so I'm sure you'll be keeping an eye on that and keeping us all updated as more details become available on all of this. And it's certainly something that we'll all be looking forward to. So thank you, Jack, for giving us this preview of the Microsoft Ignite conference coming up next month. And thank you to our listeners for joining us on this edition of the Talking Data Podcast.